Welcome to Summoner's Rift.
I'm Rubber and you're on fire.
She comes down in a fucking bubble.
Your commands tire me.
Mason in the Attic.
Welcome back to Mason in the Attic. This is Mason. Today I wanted to dive in right to this week's champion rotation. The free champion rotation for League of Legends on the third week of June. Let's see, I'm just going to run down the list. We've got Amumu, Cassiopeia, Darius, Fiddlesticks, Graves, Kalista, Karthus, who is one of my favorites this week. We'll also go into Kha'Zix, Pyke, Rengar, Swain, Talon, Twitch, and Zilean, which are all included in the free rotation this week. So anyone that knows me knows that I'm pretty much a mid laner. I'm kind of decent bot lane. I've been working on my jungling. I will admit, first of all, that I have not yet won a game as jungle. Earlier this week, when the free champion rotation was released, I sort of got caught in a bind mid lane. So I play a lot of Ahri. I play a lot of Veigar, Heimerdinger, who I personally believes just wrecks mid lane, even bot lately. I've been playing a lot of Heimerdinger bot. But I got myself sort of in a pickle because I chose Ahri in draft pick. I really like the range that she has on her abilities. I really like that she can charm people under turret. I mean, I've just found her a lot of fun to play. And within the first 30 seconds of the game, before the minions had even spawned, this Karthus, you know, his Q doesn't have any cooldown at all, chased me all the way under turret in between the first turret and my second turret, just queuing me to death, and got first blood. And I thought, okay, bitch, okay, I'm gonna play some Karthus this week. And I've just been wrecking. Twist the tree line, I was 16-2 yesterday. He is such a blast. Which brings us to our spotlight of the week, Karthus, because he, in my opinion, is the champion to watch. I have seen him make or break these games lately, especially his ultimate, which I'll get into in just a few minutes. But I'll start with the lore. So, the Harbinger of Oblivion, Karthus is an undying spirit whose haunting songs are a prelude to the horror of his nightmarish appearance. The living fear, the eternity of undeath, but Karthus sees only beauty and purity in its embrace, a perfect union of life and death. When Karthus emerges from the Shadow Isles, it's to bring the joy of death to mortals, an apostle of the unliving. So he's not a champion that refuses to die like Tryndamere or like that Nasus that you just can't kill. But he does have a pretty cool passive. Basically, when you kill Karthus, he can stick around for a few minutes and do damage. And specifically, it says, upon taking fatal damage, Karthus remains active for 7 seconds, rendering himself unable to move, attack, or use item actives and passives, but becoming untargetable and invulnerable for the duration, as well as being able to use his abilities at no cost. So when he dies, he just sort of turns into this ghosty wraith form and can kill everybody that's low around him. I found that very useful. I'm sort of a vengeful player. I tend to target the person that killed me, and it's so satisfying to turn right back around and finish off that person that you've been fighting for a few minutes. Even though you died, and it's the worst possible thing in the world to die and give the other team the extra gold, again, it's just so satisfying and worth sometimes just to get that kill. So his first ability, his Q, is called Lay Waste. Active after a 0.5 second delay, Karthus detonates the target area in the cursor's direction, dealing magic damage to all enemies within, doubled when hitting only one target. So this is what I was talking about earlier. This Q doesn't have any cooldown at all. It does cost A little bit of mana. It costs 20 mana, but if I understand correctly, it's refunded when you kill a target. So when you use the Q on a minion and then you kill the minion, you get a little bit of that mana back. I don't think you get all of it back, but you get a little bit of it back. And without this cooldown, you can just Q constantly. And not only have I been able to break down these minions and farm really high, but you know, your opponent in lane, especially their cooldowns are upwards of 6 to 8 seconds. It is very difficult to compete with Karthus early game because of this ability. So the Wall of Pain has a target range of 1,000. It costs 100 mana, and this wall has a cooldown of 18 seconds. It's sort of a slow, and this of course is his W. Karthus creates a wall at the target location for 5 seconds and grants sight around it. For the duration, all units who cross it are both slowed for 4 seconds, reduced by 50% over the first second, decaying over its duration, and they lose 15% magic resistance. Despite its already usefulness, I have found that most of my opponents have just found it to be scary. I don't think they know what it does, but they definitely try to stay away from it. So I've thrown up that wall not only to slow someone down who's chasing me, but sort of to create a wall between my opponent and their minions. So, you know, that if you realize that your opponent is trying to stay away from your abilities, just like Vhagar, for instance. Vhagar throws up the stun wall, and everybody knows what that is. You can use that to your advantage, and it's a straight line, the Wall of Pain. So you can throw it up, and you know, if you throw it up in a certain way, they will go around the side of the wall, and you can predict where their movement is, and you know, submit a little bit of damage. So his next ability, i.e. his E, is called Defile. It has an effect radius of 425 and costs 30 mana, up to 78 mana per second that it's activated. While this ability is off, Karthus restores mana whenever he kills a unit. But when it's on, Karthus deals magic damage per second to all nearby units. I have very rarely come into a situation other than, you know, a team fight where this particular ability was worth the mana cost. Now, especially if I'm losing health very rapidly, and I'm trying to give them everything that I've got, I will definitely turn it on. And I think it has definitely made or broken some of my team fights. You know, it does help a little bit, especially if I know that I'm going to die, to get the opponent down to a range that I can kill them with my passive. You know, once I die, I get to stick around for a few more seconds and do some extra damage. And before that time, since I'm limited on movement and I'm unable to move after death, I want to get them as low as possible. I've found that to be a little useful in that scenario. However, generally speaking, it drains your mana so fast, and you know, you would be useless without your mana. It's not usually worth the mana cost. And finally, Requiem for a Dream. I'm just kidding. His ultimate is called Requiem. It has a global effect radius, and it can target any and every hero on the map. So this particular ability has really increased my map awareness, because it does such a limited amount of damage that you want to make sure that you use your ultimate after the enemy team has already been poked down a little bit. I found this increasingly effective in bot lane. Just watching bot lane always takes a lot of damage very quickly and very heavily. So during gameplay, I find myself watching bot lane quite frequently. With this champion, because of his ultimate, once you get to level 6, you don't even have the need to rotate. You can do damage all over the map from your lane. You basically go behind your turret, get yourself to a safe space, watch the other lanes for a few minutes, and you can do some kill damage. You just have to time it right. I've also found his ultimate to be very effective at the end of team fights. I was able to get a couple of triple kills and even a quadra kill once my team, several of them had been eliminated, and the enemy team win or lose the fight, by the end of the fight they were already poked down to a very small amount of health. My ultimate has come in to save the day and really change the outcome of the game overall. Specifically, the ability says, while it's active, Karthus channels for 3 seconds and deals magic damage to all enemy champions upon its completion. Karthus cannot move or cancel Requiem after activation until the channel either ends or is interrupted. And that's why I explained earlier that it's very important to get yourself to a safe point. And sort of like the way Mercy players used to play Overwatch. If you know anything about Overwatch, Mercy players used to hide so they would not die, and they would have the ability to come in and res the entire team after the team fight had broken them. And I've found it to be similarly effective, not necessarily to hide, but to be at the front of my group away from the enemy team, and keep myself sort of at a safe space until the team has gotten low enough for me to ult on them. And again, it has just definitely changed the game. We have been 16-24 and we've been losing by a significant amount of kills, and that ultimate, not only that quadra kill brings us right up to 20 with those particular stats, but that enemy team, the entire team, is going to be down for long enough that we can go and take that turret or recover a little bit from that team fight ourselves. So I'm still quite new to League of Legends. I am by no means an expert. I can only in these podcasts try to give helpful information about my personal experiences playing League. But if you did like this podcast, please subscribe so that you can have access to our weekly champion rotation updates, and feel free to donate using the links on masonintheattic.com. And by clicking the PayPal donation button. Thanks for sticking around. With spring coming to a close, it's time to rip the dust out of your home. Our cleaners are background checked, trained to clean your home from top to bottom, and available however regularly you need us. Affordable Maids, we clean your world. For more information, visit affordable-maids.com or find the link in the description of this podcast.